Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes.
Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth for financial insights, tips and advice.
Matt Hawkins joins us from Elevate Wealth. Hawkey, how does your super go up and down and what is it invested in?
Yeah, look, really great question, Tubes. Firstly, super actually doesn't go up and down. This is something that you hear around the barbecue, around the kitchen table. People say, oh, my super's gone up or my super's gone down with the share market. What they should really be saying is that the investments that you've selected or that's been selected on your behalf inside your superannuation has gone up and down. And that will determine whether you either lose money or make money. And every superannuation fund is different.
Okay, so what about the risk profile or asset allocation in super? Like, how does that affect me, Hawkey?
Yeah, look, really great question. So whether you select your investment choices or you're in one of these things called the My Super Choices, most super funds have over 100 different choices that can determine by your risk profile or your asset allocation. Now, they're jargon terms. Let's put it down to basics. Growth or defensive assets. So growth being things like shares and defensive assets being fixed income and cash. And look, a lot of people out there probably look at their statement and see things like terms like balanced growth, conservative, passive or active funds, and it can sound like a lot of jargon. But in simple terms, the higher rate of risk or growth exposure, the higher potential for greater returns inside your superannuation fund. But I think the key thing here is determining the right mix of growth and defensive in super is different for everyone. And it's important because those people nearing retirement need to have a very different mix of asset allocation or risk profile than those people, say, in their early 30s starting out their working career, because it can make a huge difference to whether you have exposure to high risk or you have a less riskier portfolio.
So how do we get more info on where our money's invested, Hawkey?
Yeah, look, over the next couple of weeks, Tubes, you are going to get your annual statement out for your superannuation. Pull it apart. So first thing you're looking for is an asset allocation graph. You're looking to see what exposure you have to growth assets and defensive assets. You want to understand what fees you're paying for that investment. And if you don't understand the statement, seek advice, because it's so important during these volatile times that you know where your money, and remember it is your money, is invested and what it's doing for you.
No one knows numbers like Hawkey. And I promise you, Hawkey, I'm coming to see you so I can put all my 20 supers together.
I've heard it all before, but I look forward to welcoming you at the front door. Bring a coffee, skinny cappuccino, thanks.
Thanks, Hawkey.
Thanks, guys.
Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. Don't just raise your financial expectations, elevate them at elevatewealth.com.au.
Any advice or information provided in our Your Finance Matters segment is of a general nature only and is not taken into account personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Before acting on the advice, you should consider its appropriateness to you, having regard to your personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Matthew Hawkins is an authorised representative of Consultum, an Australian financial services licensee.
You can text us 24.